With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. There might be a disruption on Capitol Hill next month. President Trump calling on Senate Majority Leader John Thune to cancel the summer recess in order to confirm his executive and judicial appointments. And the president threatening to hold up a stadium deal for Washington's NFL team if it doesn't restore its old name. Mr. Trump says the Washington Commanders should revert to the Redskins, and while he was at it, he said the Cleveland Guardians and the Major League should return to the Indians. Both teams have stated they have no such plans. The House has approved Mr. Trump's request to claw back some $9 billion for public broadcasting and foreign aid.
It's pretty tough sell on Main Street to think that $9.8 billion is not a lot of money. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money to Americans who are trying to get by after 4 years of bad Biden policies. And to your point, you know, ultimately, this is a great effort by Republicans to do something that people have promised year in and year out during elections and never come through on.
Brent Gardner with the group Americans for Prosperity. Correspondent Ron Taylor reports on a symbolic moment at the White House.
When House Speaker Mike Johnson gifted to President Trump the gavel used to enact the Republicans' tax breaks and spending bill, it was a memorable moment at the White House. The image from the bill signing on Independence Day underscored the symbolic transfer of political power from a compliant Congress to the White House during the president's second term. Since his return to office in January, the Republicans in control of Congress have shown a willingness to give the president of their party what he wants and what he needs to make decisions best for our nation. Ron Taylor reporting.
Well, the Trump administration imposing new restrictions on flights from Mexico and threatening to end a long-standing partnership between Delta and Aeromexico in response to limits the Mexican government had placed on cargo flights. This is SRN News. Well, the World Health Organization releasing its abortion numbers.
73 million. That's how many abortions the WHO says took place all around the globe in 2024. 73 million is more than the population of the United Kingdom. It's more than the population of France and twice the population of Poland. The WHO also reports that 60% of unintended pregnancies result in abortion. Of course, the WHO itself is one of the biggest promoters of abortion on the planet, pressuring pro-life countries to change their laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism climbing in Greece. A kosher restaurant in Athens defaced by vandals who wrote, "No Zionist is safe here," right on the building. Local authorities investigating the incident at the eatery, which has only been open 6 weeks. Anti-Semitism has spiked all around the globe. This is SRN News. The head of NVIDIA has downplayed his role in getting the U.S. government to lift a ban on selling an advanced computer chip in China and says it will take time to ramp up production once orders for the AI processor come in. Jensen Wong on the H20 graphics processing unit.
H20 has some very... Of course, it is not the highest performance of NVIDIA's products today, but the memory bandwidth is still extremely good. It is still extremely good. So for inference and reasoning model inference, H20 is still going to be excellent.
He says the chip has been developed to work within the U.S. restrictions for exports.
Every country has their national security policies and trade policies, and these belong to the country. It's their right to have it, and our job is to comply to it.
More details at srnnews.com.